Zeg het eens pas, Ari Mori, Jacob, Yisrael, Petrus, zeg het eens pas, Daniel, Shane, was Yeshua, Falk, zeg het eens pas, Roma, Zalman, Ben, Eliyahu. Okay. We are continuing here, J14. In the Kavua, was it Shem, Solomon, I? So, let us see, there is a halacha. Well, page two, Ksuba stuff, Tesbov Amar Aleph. On page two, the Gemara said, the Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. Teisha Chanuyos. Kulon Mochros Vosar Shchuta. You have nine butcher stores who sell kosher meat. Ba'achas Mocher is Basar Neveil. And one sells Basar Neveil. So you have 10 butcher stores, nine kosher, one treif. So, the lokach me'achas mehen ve'ino yodea me'ezim mehen lokach sveiku osur u'benimtsa holochachar harov. So what does that mean? It means the following. Let's do the second case first. Nimtsa. Nimtsa means you found a piece of meat in the street. Rhymes. Meat in the street. And right. I don't know. Right. So today no one would just write more. But those days, whatever. They would pick up meat in the street. So you have a piece of meat. I don't know, is it kosher or not kosher? I have no idea. So the Gemara says that you can follow the rov. That since rov of the butcher stores are kosher butcher stores, so then you have a right to assume it's kosher, and because nine are kosher, one is treif. That's the concept of azlinon basaru. But there's another concept in halacha that's called kavua. Kavua means that I went into one of the stores. I went into the Mokum HaKvias. Now, why did, now, like, say the guy has a friend and, you know, he asked him, can you pick up a piece of meat from the tray? But he doesn't remember, or so someone has a dog place. So he went into one of the stores. So a lot of times he goes in for the kosher store, but sometimes he might go to the trade store. So he doesn't remember where. In other words, the beginning of the suffering began inside the store. Just don't know which store he went into. So the leidas hasafek is in the makom hakavua. The leidas hasafek is in the makom hakavua. So therefore, we have another rule. That when the latest asafik is in the makom hakavua, we say kol kavua kemechza al mechza don. That it's like even though it's nine to one, right? We view it 5 to 5. The gzeiros hakosuf, we'll see where we learn it from. That whenever the latest asafik is in the makom hakvius, it's considered mechza al mechza, and mechza al mechza is a safik. And therefore, it's a suffix deraisa. It was, you know, with the kosher meat or treif meat. And therefore, we say it's us. But if you, the Mokom HaLeidas HaSafek is in the street, which is not the Mokom HaKvias, which is not the Mokom that it's supposed to be, then we have a concept of Azlina Basaru. Now, what's the source of this halacha? So the source of this halacha is a pasuk in Chumash. Page one. Ish sodei rei v'arav lo v'kabalov. So the halacha is like this: if a person kills somebody, he's only chayav misa if he had kavana to kill. To kill a yid. So say he throws a stone into a crowd of people, 9 Yehudim, 1 Einu Yehudi. So the assumption is someone's going to get killed if it falls on somebody. So if it would be 9 Goyim and 1 Yisrael, so we say that the Kavana is based on the Rov. Whatever the Rov people there, that's the Kavana of who you had in mind. Who the person had in mind to kill.
Unless he thinks the rope.
What's that? So if it's 9 Israeli Mogoi, then we assume he has kavanah to kill a Jew. If he has 9 Goyim and 1 Israeli, he has kavanah to kill an apple. However, one second. But here it says, the Torah tells us the Arav Lo, the Kamalov, page 2. IT's Kavimov.
Recording in progress.
Is it recorded from before? Better. So the Torah tells us, should we check, is it where we check that to see?
Check it out. About to check out.
Yeah. So again, if there were 9 kosher restaurants, butcher stores, and 1 treif, and you find a piece of meat in the street, so you follow the rov, and what is that?
I don't know. I'll have to find out after. I'll make calls after and figure it out.
Should I say it was after the Shmos again, or should I?
If Kirk wants to.
Okay. So the Gemara says, V'arav lo v'kamra lo v'ashis chavim lo. You have to have kavana to kill a Jew. Prat v'zorek evin l'gav. He threw a stone into in the middle of a bunch of people. So then we say that that's the Mokum HaKvias. So then even though it was 9 and 1, whichever way, we view it as 5 and 5, and then it's a suffix. So here was a suffix in the Mokum Kavua, because they were Kavua in this place. Now, what happens in the following case? What if you have 10 kosher stores Right. And you went on one of them and you bought something out of them. So, Iran has a question about Kavua Lamafreya. That's on page 7. So what happens if it was the latest of something later? Say there was a delivery afterwards of Treif meat at one of the stores. And we only knew about it. So before I came into the store, I came into the store at 11 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, there was a delivery of Treif meat into one of the stores. But no one knew about it until afterwards. So at the time I came in, no one knew there was any suffering. It wasn't known that there was a delivery. Afterwards, there was a delivery. And so there was delivery, obviously, from before when I went in. And now, the latest Asafik happened, came later. Then people began to know about it. So when I went into the store, there was no Asafik because all the stores were kosher. And the latest of something was only when I left the store. So do we say that that's also considered kavua? Normally, the case of kavua is this is a 9 kosher stores, 1 treif store. So it's known where the treif meat is coming from. You just don't know which store I went into. But here, if the latest of something only becomes later on, that we find out that there was a mistake later on, so do we say, well, the Maisa, when I walked in, there was no latest Asafik in the Kviyas, so therefore it's okay, or not? So the Ra'os says that's not Kavua, because when I went into the store, there was no latest Asafik. And the Ran says I'm sorry, the Rakos, the Rashbas, it's not Kavua, but the Ra'os says no. That since, even though we didn't know, but worked with Mafreya, that Mafreya, one of the store, this was the Treif store. And therefore, when I went in, it was already a later Sasafik, even though we didn't know about it. And the Ran says no. If the whole idea, the whole knowledge that there was a problem only came afterwards, so then there's no issue because there's no latest asafik till later, and it doesn't work with my friend. In other words, the standard case of Kavua is that it was clear what the 9 stores were, what the kosher one, what the treif one was. I just don't remember which one I went in. Why would I go in the treif? Once in a while, I go in the treif to get treif meat for somebody, whatever, some guy, whatever. So again, so the standard case is that question whether I got the meat in the street or I got the meat from the store. And so if it goes back to the Malkum HaKviyas, so then it's considered kavua. That was clearly with 9 kosher stores, 1 treif store. Yeah, and then we say if the latest asafik was in the street, so that's considered rov. If the latest asafik was later on, so it was in the street, so then you follow rov. It was in the store, you follow. But what if the we didn't know about it till later that there was a suffix? The suffix was lemafreya. So that's the machlokas whether kavua lemafreya is considered kavua or not. So the Rama says that that it's considered kavua, and the Ram says that no, because it wasn't known, even though there was a suffix from before, but we didn't know about the suffix till later. So then it's going to be kavua lemafreya, and that would not be considered kavua. And then we would just follow the rules. Then there's a. So you're not allowed to. You weren't allowed to eat it.
That's what I'm a little bit confused about. Saying it's kavua lemafreya. So then what?
If you hold kavua lemafreya is considered kavua, then you violated an issa.
But how can
you? Well, you didn't know.
So
right.
How can you say something is kavua lemafreya? Because that undermines the whole idea of pitul. Because if you're going into a place and say, okay, I have a valid pitul, I don't know which place, and I went into one of 9 places. Or even I went to a kosher store. So you have a reliable thing. You can't take a bowl of mafreya because there was no suffix at that time. When the suffix was picked later, so then at the time when
it's
the
show game,
no
yeah.
It's completely kosher. So now you can't have the mafreya that I did a navira because I have to think ahead of time. Well, maybe we shouldn't eat in any kosher establishment. Maybe it could be koveil mafreya that they brought into a kosher. That undermines all
conscience. Yes. Yeah. No. So, it'll be b'shogeg. Anything is b'shogeg.
Yeah, but how can you go? How can you have anything conscious when something can be the mafreya kavua, and therefore anything that I eat could potentially have a kavod mafreya afterwards? So therefore, I should be allowed to eat anything because anything has to be treif. Mafreya. Who knows that the kosher shop that I went to is not going to get kosher? After, how do I know that supermarket is? How do I know that the OU didn't make a mistake? Whatever it is.
Right. So you're allowed to follow the regular rules.
Right. And then we should say no kovei the mafreya because you at the time that you did it, it was totally kosher and yasher. And only now is the mistake. So now going forward, should it? But going back to mafreya, it undermines all of conscience, all of bits, all of everything.
No, because we have all these rules.
Yeah.
And we have bittul. I mean, we discussed this at the beginning of the year. What if you follow rov? You said bittul barov. We know it's there, yet you're allowed to have it because it's bittul barov. We want to know what about aslina basaruba? If you find something in the street, you're allowed to assume it's from the 9 kosher ones. But then what if the next day someone says, you know, that was my bag there. And I went into that. That was treif. So, Rav Shimon Shkop says, well, that was a machlok. Rav Shimon Shkop, we saw, said what?
Right.
You do have to do tshuva.
So they answered.
And I think I saw the quotes from a wife and the Blumenfracht, the Chasam Sofer's thing, that the Chasam Sofer says maybe differently, whatever. But
do they follow the same lines here? The Rav Shimon Shkop would say, okay, there is the Mafreya, Kovei, Kavua, and therefore what you did was wrong. And those who said that don't need to do tshuva, so they should hold here also that there's nothing with my friend. So it's correct that. And it has to be totally the same focus. At the time that you did it, there's kasher v'yasher. You only found that after. So it can't be l'mafreya that it messes you up. It's l'mafreya it was discarded there.
No, but it really, you just didn't know about it. But l'maisa, it was there. So it was.
But you don't know that it was there just because they got it from non kosher means or kosher place. You don't know that the keys that you had.
I didn't even know it was a nicker. Yeah, so it will be b'shoigek. Be b'shoigek. Now, whether you have to do tshuva, that's a separate question. Now, if you take a look at page 17, the Maram Chalava, that's one of the classic Rishonim on the Masechta Pesachim. Say a guy took bought a piece of meat from one of the stores, and you didn't see which store he came out of. For him, it doesn't make a difference. I'll go to this store, I'll go to that store. So if I meet the guy in the street and he isn't sure where it's coming from, so there's no latest of suffix for him. So it's like seeing it in the street. It's what the pre-college says, same thing of cotton. Cotton has a piece of meat in his hand. I don't know where he went.
That only works if there's a problem.
Yeah. But the... But what if Ramah says on page 19, other men called the parish before Pirish Lefaneno, Shresh on Kol Locho. If you see the Goyten where he's coming out of, so that's considered Kavua. How do I mean him called the parish member of parish? How do you call parish lefaneinu? Of imperish lefaneinu, of shorosho mchove locho, havikilo locho misham biyato. And if you see where it's coming from, so then that the latest asafik is coming from that. You saw the guy coming out of the store. You're not sure. You see him coming out of the store, you don't know which store he came out of, but you saw him coming out of something. So your suffix led to the Makom Makrias. You don't know, he was coming out of the store, but you don't know which store it was. And that's where you saw him for the first time. So that's where the latest suffix is for you. You have to trace it back to where you first came in contact and knowledge with this piece of meat.
Does Goy get a suffix or
doesn't? Goy is not relevant. There's no suffix for him. But I first see the Goy in the street, that's mamish like Nimtza, or like Acharov. But if I see the Goy going out of a store, I just don't know which store he went out of. So the latest suffix is from the store. So that's Makom Kvius. That's considered Kavua.
Tells you which one you got it from?
No. He doesn't even remember. He doesn't know. For him, if you could ask him, he does know. Then that's a good story.
If he says, "I got it from this store," you don't know whether or not that story is scripture. That's considered.
Yeah, if he says, I definitely got it. Yeah, if he got it from a store.
Let's say I got it from Avenue K. But you don't know if Avenue K is the kosher one.
Right. So you don't know. But he knows that he got it from a store. He saw it from a store.
No, he says he tells you exactly where he got it from. I don't know if that's the store is kosher or not. So where's the label something?
And where did you see him for the first time?
5 blocks away.
You see him in the street. So your latest esophic is in the street.
Even if he knows exactly where he got it.
The question is, does he have no manas? No.
No reason not.
No reason to. Goy doesn't have no manas, so I'm conscious. Yeah, so then you know that it's kavua, but you don't know whether it's kosher or not, which is you don't know where to store it.
Right, but
if the latest suffix for me is from the store, then
that's so, you know the latest suffix the store is.
Now there is a famous piece on page 11 from the Sefer Akrisis of Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikino. So this is the famous question. It says, the din of Egla Rufa. We're going to be reading it soon in the Torah. So with the Egla Rufa, right, they build an Egla Rufa. If they find a dead body between two cities and they don't know, and they have to, you know, who killed the person, and then they measure for the closest city. So then they chop off the head of the, you know, and then that place where they do the ceremony of Egla Rufa, you're not allowed to plant there. Right? So this is the famous question of the what? Of the Sefer Akrisis. How do you ever plant in Eretz Yisrael? Because every place in Eretz Yisrael is a Sofeg Nachalesa. And it's Kavua. Because the Nachalesa is Kavua. So it's Metzal Metzal. So even though you can say most places in Eretz Yisrael are not Nachalesas.
Rebbe, what's Nachalesan?
Nachalesan is the Pasuk in Shoftim, at the end of Shoftim, where it says the whole story that they found a dead body between two cities. They don't know who killed him, so they measure to the closest city. The closest city does a whole ceremony with an Egla Rufa, and they chop off the Egla's head and in a certain field. And that field, after this whole ceremony is done, is you're not allowed to plant it, and etc. So the question is, so whenever I planted Eretz Yisrael, but when did I say it's a Sofek Nachalesen? Ah, you'll tell me what, but the rove is that it's not. The rove is not. But the answer is that, but it's Kavua. So Kavua is no din rove. Kavua is Mechzal Mechzal. Yeah. So that's the question of the Sefer Akrisis. Yeah, he's going to answer. He's going to give an answer. One second. Let's see the question first. So he gives you all the examples. Here, page 12, on the right side, the last line of the thick lines. וזה ניחם מה שמח שמעולה מייסר כל The footnote says it doesn't mean kol olam, it means all of Eretz Yisrael. Should be also because suffix nachal eisen. Maybe there's an egla rufa, but egla rufa is not done, and it's only done in one. You know, how many times did it happen? And so it's definitely not the rov, but it's kavua. And kol kavua is kemechza mechza dami. So he says the answer is that for the din of kavua, he says, "Gvav his nicha came to liyadin and hechad nachal eisen l'shaychal meimel kol kavua." Yadinim komum amirkik he had nizrim psocha aser. In other words, kavua needs nikam and kol. Like when you have 9, 10 butcher stores, so there are 9 kosher and 1 treif. Then when you know which one is the treif one. It's nikar b'mkomo. You just didn't know which one you went into. But here, it's not nikar where the nachal eisen is. It's not nikar b'mkomo. So therefore, the whole din of kavua is only when there's nikar b'mkomo. Like if 10 people, 1, 9 Yehudim, or 1, 8 are Yehudi, if you'll go up and you'll see who the 9 you'll know. It's nikar b'mkomo. You just didn't know, which one you had kavada to kill. So b'meila, anything that it's Nikar b'mkomo, if it's not Nikar b'mkomo, the whole din of kavua doesn't apply.
There's 9 that are kosher.
You don't know which one. Right, well, it's not Nikar b'mkomo. Then the question, right, so then it's...
By a random store,
but usually you would be able to know if you'd be in the store.
You're in a new town.
Doesn't mean you're a new town. I mean, it means them call that people know. Doesn't mean it was you're in the new town that you don't know which is which. That's, I don't think that. There's also a concept of kavua midrabanan. Yeah, there's certain things that we've learned these halachas that davar chashuv is not batel. Balei chayim, shar dvarim chashuvim, einim batelim. So they're called kavua midrabanan. They're davar chashuv, so really they should be batel. But since they're davar chashuv, not batel, so we call that kavua midrabanan.
What are the classifications?
One second. Okay, 1 second. So now,
Why all
the some of the classical cases are only good on midaraisa, but midrabanan that it's not bottle anyway. Like the cases I gave you with Donald's McDovitz, so that's without this then the midrabanan. That's midaraisa. I was giving you those examples. Okay, page 16. So Amara Bosar Kavan Chenis Alim and Ayan Os. You have meat that was not constantly watched. So it was in Salim and Ayan. It went out of somebody's view. So it's also because maybe it was switched. Maybe the bird took this piece of meat and exchanged it with another piece of meat. So because you weren't watching it the whole time, Stalim and I. So Rav says it's also, and Levi says it's mutter. Apostle Shana Salam and Ayin is mutter. So even though you didn't always see it, there was a time that you did not see it. It's okay. So say you put your lunch in the fridge. You have your paper bag. But you weren't watching it the whole time. There, by the bag, you have a siman. You know what it looks like. So if you look in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, so he says, let's see. Yeah, page 31. This is the siman of Basar and the Solomon Eye. Basar hanitsa bushlach b'shuk. If you have a piece of meat in the shuk, in the street, so you follow the rov. Rov, because if butcher stores are closed, it's kosher. Rov, right? Rov, treif. If he went to the store and then he doesn't know which store he went to, and it's 9 to 1, then you fell, then it's kavos to mechzel mechza, and then it's a suffix. Yeah. But one second. But what about, what is it going to help that it's rove? But maybe it's basar shel salam and ayin. So what is it going to help that you have rove kosher? Maybe it was switched. So in the Chananya, so the Mechaber says it's also unless you have a siman, or you tefiyas ayin, you know what your thing looks like. Look on page 30. Hey, Basar Nitsa Biyarakum, Reidu Yadevi Bilokach. So we said that you follow the Rove. Imhoyim Mokhe Abasi Yisrael Mutter. This is the Torah. Var Asukham Kol Basar Nitsa Bebishuk Bebiyarakum for Bishuk Kol Shavu Yisrael. Hello, Kech Basar Vinichu Bebishuk Vinela Menayin Oser. So the Rambam says you follow Rove, but if it was Nesalim and Ayin, then it's us, sir. Unless you recognize it, or there's a simon. So the Mechaber quotes this Rambam. But then he quotes another opinion, Yishmatir Basa Shalazam Laim, in Matzo, Bumokum Shehinicho. So Rav says most of the Shulchan Aruch sources were afraid that it was switched. Levi says it's mutter. But even the Rambam says Usser, even the Usser opinion, if it is a simon or you recognize it, then it's okay. Even according to the Usser, because you have a simon. In other words, the Usser hold, if you don't have a simon, you don't recognize it, that it was the Solomon Eye, and you have to ask. That's Rav's opinion. But if there's a simon or you recognize it, then even Rav would be mighty, right? That's the Rambam sheet. Paskin like Rav. But then there's Levi's opinion. Levi's opinion is that Bosan Ishlam Alam Naim is mutter, meaning even if you don't recognize it. But if you find it in the place where you left it, because you knew you left something there, you don't know really what it looks like, but it's still there, then it's mutter. And the Rambam says, a minute lahakel, this far achrona. Feelum ho you, yadok kachavim, mokum shakom, mokum yisraelim.
Rebbe, what does it mean that the busser was nesalim and I am in the person's house?
No, so busser nesalim and I am is not in the person's house.
Rebbe, the Rambam says in his house. The Rambam. The Rambam says, "Halakeach baser v'anichu v'beisel." He put the.
Where are you reading? Where are you reading?
On page 30.
Also, okay, a little simon, right?
V'anichu v'beisel. He put in his house vanilla mina ayin oser. What's the case of the Rambam? How could it be vanilla mina ayin in his own house?
What does that mean? Okay. Yeah, in other words, right, so either you say, like Rabbi Albert said, that if you have non-Jewish workers in the house. Yeah.
Rabbi, so if someone has a maid, even though you have meat in the fridge, is that considered basar shen esal min ha'ayin?
Right, so the Rambam sheet is, no sort of sozaim is asur unless you could recognize it.
That's why kosher organizations create the tape.
So in other words, in your own house, you know what it looks like. You went shopping, you put it in the fridge. Yeah, we have, right? Yesterday, my wife said, do me a favor, go into the freezer, your pargion in the freezer, put it on the, take it out because we have to defrost it for dinner. They're in the freezer, so... But there's so well, it's wrapped with simon and everything. So even the Rambam would agree. The Chiddush of Levi is that even if you don't have a simon and you don't know what it looks like, but it's staying in this, you know where you put it, and it's still there.
I think that is the.
That's what I'm saying. There's a machlokas Rav and Levi. Rav passed in Basar Shin Asylum and I'm Zosser. Levi says it's mutter. Now Rav is moidif, there's a simon. Levi doesn't require a simon, meaning, but he requires something, not a lower level. In other words, the fact that it's there where you left it. But it's a lower level. So there is a machlokes here between Rav and Levi. So the chiddush is that Rav says it's aser unless you have a super simon. Levi says the simon or recognition is not good enough. You have to what? If it's staying in the same place where you, yeah. I remember many years ago, It was August 91. We just got to Iraticolo. One second, so I think for a second. 90. August of 1990. Iraticolo in July, Brookline, Boston. And then in August, we moved to Silver Spring. So we ran it in Silver Spring. And it was the first day we got there the day before on Sunday. We davened Shacharis. It was Monday morning. And we were ready to start learning for the first day of the Kollel of the August month. Already after davening, and we get a phone call that Rav Schechter's mother passed away. So we went to the Levaya from Silver Spring to Williamsburg. And we got there for the last 5 minutes. Rabbi Chalap was finishing the hesped. And then you know what we did? So we checked the source, and then we went right back. So because we had to give shiurim that night. And then later the week we came to pay a shiva call, and we slept over in Staten Island, and then we went back again. So what does that have to do? Because I remember when we came back after the Levaya, we had meat in the fridge of the. We were having the kollel in the yeshiva, in the academy, Silver Spring, the Hebrew Academy, and we had a shy the bus and a salam and I. So I remember we called it because we put the food in the the office of the nurse or something, you know. And I remember we called up Rabbi Willick, Baruch Shah, to see if we could eat the food. And he was Mako. And there was a Sidman, or there was a Tviasayan, or there was a, you know, one of these cheetahs. So that was the. So that's a machloka. So Chama Paskin is like the Rambam, that it's closer to the Solomon Ayin is Drosser, but there's a Simon, and that's the Rambam sheet, but if there's a Simon, or you recognize it, then it's Mutter. Levi says, closer to Solomon is Mutter, meaning you don't need a Simon. So then why is it Mutter? Because at least you know this is where you left it. So even though it was the Solomon Ayin, you don't have to be Choshish that it was switched. So even though you don't have a Simon, you don't have a Tvias Ayin, and that's the Rambam says the minig is going to be makel for the Rambam shita. Minig lahakel svar achrona. Svar achrona is yesh matir basu shenol maim imotzo b'mokom shehenicho. That's Levi shita that he holds his butter, provided even he has his standards. He doesn't have the same standards as Rav has. So that's the whole idea of, you know, if you're in places where there's delivery, you know, someone was just asking me different shilas about the delivery, you know, they have lunch and they deliver out. So this fellow told me that he tries to be there when they open it to make sure that he sees the simon, so that he has, once they open it, there's no simon in it, and you don't necessarily, things become problematic. Okay, so we talked about Kavua and Moshe Shem Solomon Ayin, the very important halacha l'maisa discussions. So Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll do Tevilas Kalim. So we'll do that tomorrow, Bezer Shem. Okay, and then so we have two more shiurim, Tfilas Kalim and Yai Nesach. And we'll have a good day. Good to see you all. And take it from there.